looking to invest in the home of your dreams? Hi, I'm Alyssa Miller, your Farmers and Merchants Bank local mortgage lender. With years of experience, I will help you navigate the home buying process and find the best competitive rates in our market. Call me at 870-425-1861 or stop by our Farmers and Merchants main branch on Hickory Street. Home sweet home ownership made easy with me, Melissa Miller. NMLS number 631065, Farmers and Merchants Bank, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty provides dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
At Knox Orthopedics, they know the pain from an injury demands immediate attention. At Knox, they can fix that. Their four highly qualified physicians, Drs. Knox, Rawls, McConnell, and Franklin, make it their priority to see you as soon as possible. You'll benefit from the best in orthopedic medicine with doctors who really care about getting you back to a life that's pain-free. See them at No. 3 Medical Plaza Mountain Home or during clinic hours at Harrison, Salem, and West Plains. Check them out at knoxorthopedics.com.
Well, both teams getting some last-second instructions from their coaches. As a reminder, you're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7, KCTT, Yelville Mountain Home. Matt Sharp and Brad Coleman joining you courtside. It is Audrey Young, our producer, back at the studio. Right now, this Mountain Home up on Harrison 30-19 to start this second half. The Goblins will get the ball coming out of the intermission as the two teams switch sides. Harrison will be moving right to left in the second half. And the inbound pass goes in, I believe, to Cecil. We're back underway. Ball's in with Hilligoss on the right side. Over to Cecil. Over on the left side, it goes to Bonds. He drills up towards the top. Ball is rotated around as Bonds has it at the elbow. He will give it to Cecil, drills into the lane for the jumper. No good. Rebound controlled by Rob, and back comes Mountain Home.
Look at this pass ahead right here by Blaine Tate. That's a foul.
Dewey's trying to go into the lane. No foul call. They're going to say it was a block shot, and
wow.
Mountain Home will keep possession with as the ball goes out of bounds with 7:29. Let's play the third.
Dewey completely got his arms pulled down right there going up for that layup.
McLean will inbound the ball on the baseline, gets into Tate in the left corner. Ball goes up top to McLean. He drills to the left elbow. Gives it to Rob on the low block. Finds Dewey at the free throw line. He drills to the other low block. He puts up the jumper. It will be fouled on the way up. They're going to call it on the floor, actually. So it mounts on the inbound it instead with 7:18 left to play in the third.
You know, Matt, we talked a little bit about it, but the schedule matters, right? That pre-conference schedule matters. Right now, Mountain Home is able to lean on the fact they've played the Fayettevilles, they've played the Lake Hamiltons, you know, they've played the Nettletons. They played some teams that are really, really good and have been really tough games for them.
Owen Stiles comes out of the game as he, after picking up his third foul, he is replaced by Ryder Scribner. That is the first team foul against Harrison here in the second half. Tate with it on the left wing. He'll dribble up to the top. Over to Dewey on the left side. Up top now to McLean. He's going to pull up for the three with a hand in his face. It will not go, and the rebound is controlled by Hilligoss. Back comes Harrison. Ball goes over to Hilligoss on the left side. He tried to throw it to Bonds. He was not expecting the ball, and it goes off his arm and out of bounds, and that will be Harrison's fourth turnover of the night. Both teams did a good job taking care of the ball.
Yeah, they did. You know, we talked about the first turnover was maybe an offensive foul for both teams, but
yeah.
Mountain Home did a great job, and our defense is, you know, they're playing really good defense right now. Mountain Home's playing great sound defense, and that'll win you a lot of games.
Here's Rob with it, gives it to Bigford on the left wing. The Boos are a little more quiet on Bigford now. Ball goes up top to Tate. His three-pointer misses everything. It goes out of bounds, and Harrison will get it back with 6:31 left in the third. So we've been on an 11-point margin for a while now.
Yeah, Mountain Home, you know, Harrison's having a tough time. I don't know, have they got a shot up this? I don't think they've got a shot up maybe this half. And, you know, Mountain Home, you'd like to see them extend this lead while Harrison's struggling right now.
Here is Shrum with it up top. Throws over on the left side to Cecil. Down to the Bonds in the corner. He'll dribble out to the wing. Finds Cecil just outside the paint. He's going to put up the fadeaway. No good. Rebounds controlled by Dewey. Back comes Mountain Home.
Yeah, Ryder got a little bit lucky there. Tried to draw the offensive foul. Didn't get called. Left his player wide open, but was able to secure the rebound on the offside.
Bickford is going to go in for the running jumper. May have been partially blocked, but Rob's there for it to get the ball and put it up and in.
And Hagen Rob just gives you some energy there on the offensive glass. Reminds me a lot of Lauren Waymire. Both of them do a great job going after offensive boards.
Here is Scribner with it just outside the paint. He will kick it up top. And see, pulling up the three. I believe that was Cecil, no good. And a foul's going to be called on the rebound attempt. Are they going to get Dewey?
They are going to get Dewey. Dewey's kind of going after the ball with Hillegoss, and they were both going together. Hillegoss tried to tip it towards the goal, and I think Dewey got him with the body there.
They're going to call it on the shot.
Yeah, it was. He was trying to tip it back in.
All right. Yeah. I didn't know if there was any good way to tell that, but.
Yeah, the ball did go back up, I guess, but I agree with the call there.
So Hillegoss at the free throw line. First shot is up, no good. That's his first free throw attempt of the night. That is Dewey's second personal foul. Team foul number one against Mountain Home here in the second half. 5:40 left to play in the third quarter as Hillegoss has one more to shoot. He gets one of two. He now has three on the night. 32-20 Mountain Home up. Tate into the front court for the Bombers. Throws over to Bickford on the left side. Up top now to Rob. Now to McLean, over to Tate on the right. Finds Bickford, he has it there on the wing. Out to Rob just outside the paint. He goes into the lane for the layup. He's going to draw the blocking foul and get the basket.
Great job by Hagen Rob coming out this half on the offensive side.
So Hagen Rob will go to the line for the and one situation. He is 2-2 from the free throw line so far with 6 points.
Got a couple scores here for the 5A West for the boys. Van Buren's up 47-24 on Greenwood. And Greenbrier up 30-27 after three. That's a one to watch right there. Siloam is up 57-46 on Alma.
Not sure they call that foul on. That is the free throw by Rob was missed, and the rebound comes to Harrison. They put up the three on the other side. No good, but the offensive rebound and the putback. I believe that's Shrum. That's his 13th point of the night. 34-22 Mountain Home up with less than 5 minutes left in the third. Here's Tate with it. Gives it to Bickford on the right wing. He dribbles to the elbow, pulls up for the jumper. Good.
There's Kai's game right there. He hit a three in the first half for us. He'd love to see him get to that elbow. He loves coming off his left hand, dribbling into that shot.
Five on the night for Bickford. 36-22, Mount Home up by five possessions with 4:37 left in the third. Ball goes to Shrum just out near the elbow. Up top to Hillegoss. He dribbles to the lane. Now kicks out to Scribner in the left corner. His three-pointer will not go, and Rob gets the rebound from Mountain Home.
Good active hands on defense by Mountain Homes, making it tough. Nice pass.
Dewey with the easy layup right after the nice pass from Bickford. 12 on the night for Braden Dewey. 38-22 Mountain Home up with 4:10 left in the third. Ball goes over to Hillegoss on the left side. His three-pointer will not go. And Dewey is going to be, they're going to call a jump ball on the rebound attempt. And Mountain Home will get it on the possession arrow. And now Harrison's going to call a timeout. So we will break with 4:01. Let's play in the third. It is Mountain Home leading Harrison 38-22. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
We did get some shirt.
1 minute, Audrey.
Use the smile to change your world, but don't let the world change your smile. Coleman Family Dentistry is a proud supporter of the Mountain Home Bombers. A family-friendly dental office providing the state-of-the-art clinic, Coleman Family Dentistry is dedicated to you, your health, and especially your smile. With locations in Mountain Home and Cotter, there's every reason to book your appointment today. Call 870-424-4670. Go Bombers!
Since 1965, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic. From parts for automobiles to parts for mowers, they have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist. Family-owned and three generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home, 425-5040.
Harrison taking the timeout with about 4 minutes left to play in the third. Mounts home up 38-22. Tate into the front court. Has the ball knocked away. And now Harrison does come up with a steal as they're back the other way. And now the Goblins are going to turn it back over.
Yeah, he's going to call a carry right there.
Okay.
As the Harrison player was dribbling, he got it hung up on his hip. and he was able to carry it. Matt, you can almost feel we're at that teetering point of the game right here, you know? Harrison is they're not used to losing. They've only had five losses right now, and Mountain Home is just kind of owning their – having their way with them right now. We're kind of in that point. As long as we don't turn the ball over, we may be able to see some good things happening here for the Bombers.
McClain with it on the right side. And they're going to say he stepped on the sideline. So that's Mountain Home's fourth turnover of the night. Harrison with five so far. But how much do you think Mountain Home is just feeding off this crowd tonight?
Oh, I think it's definitely got to be helping. You know, during the middle of that timeout, our cheerleaders are over here getting our student sections all hyped up. The girls' basketball team's down there cheering them on. It's a great atmosphere right here at Goblin Arena.
Well, now Mountain Home's going to call timeout. We'll break with 3:36 left to play in the third. It is Mountain Home leading Harrison 38-22. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
There is no one that knows the Twin Lakes area better than a local realtor. Local realtors know all the best neighborhoods. A local realtor can find the best properties that fit into your local search criteria and when it comes to real estate. Baxter Real Estate Company is the name all locals know. As part of the Twin Lakes community, Baxter Real Estate Company has local realtors who not only love this area, but truly know it too. When you need a real estate company, you need Baxter Real Estate Company, the Twin Lakes area's best choice for local realtors.
Mount Home taking their first time out of the night with about 3.5 minutes left in the third as they lead by 16. Ball is with Shrum, now gives it to Cecil up top. Over on the left side to Scribner. Down to Cecil in the corner. Back to Scribner on the wing. He's going to pull up for the long three-pointer. Good. Ryder Scribner with five on the night. 38-25, Mount Home up with 3:08 left to play in the third. Bickford into the front court. He'll dribble up to the top. Now he goes over to the right elbow to a low block. He's going in for the layup. He's going to be fouled on the way up and head to the free throw line with 2:55 left in the third. Harrison's not liking that call. They're going to get Blake Shrum with his first personal foul. Team foul number three against Harrison here in the second half.
I think
half.
Scribner came out of there thinking that he was going to get called on him. He did have a clean block, but Shrum sure did body up Kai as he was going in.
So Kai Bickford at the free throw line for the first time tonight. First shot will not go. He has five so far this evening. Second free throw for Bickford is up. Good, he gets one of two. He now has six. 39-25, Mount Home up with less than 3 minutes left in the period. Here is Cecil giving it to Scribner, who gets it into the front court. Now to Shrum, he's going to dribble into the lane, going in for the running jumper, no good. Ball knocked around, and the rebound's controlled by McClain. He'll throw it out to Dewey, quickly into the front court. Dewey's going in for the layup, off the glass, and in!
What a move by Braden Dewey! He kind of went off leg, I thought he was going to jump stop, and he threw that ball up and got it to go in. Good body control there to avoid the foul.
41-25, Mountain Home up. 2:24 left to play in the third. Here is Cecil with it, giving up top to Hillegoss, down to Shrum in the paint. He's going to go up for the jumper over Rob. Will not go, misses everything. Bonds gets offense rebound. He'll be fouled on the way back up and head to the free throw line with 2:16 left to play in the third.
Looks like they're going to get Dewey there.
That is Braden Dewey's third personal foul. Team foul number two here in the second half against Mountain Home. So it is a two-shot opportunity for Blaze Bonds. He has yet to score. This is his first trip to the line tonight. First shot is up and good. Levi Uchman coming in from out to home as Braden Dewey will take a seat with his third foul.
Yeah, going to protect him right here, picking up that fourth one. He's going to be a valuable person in this win if Mountain Home is able to pull this off.
Bond's second free throw is up. He gets both. His first 2 points of the night. And now Bonds will check out of the game as it is Maddox Spell coming back in. 2:16 left to play in the third quarter. Mountain Home up 41-27. Inbound pass goes to Bickford. To McClain, back to Bickford, who will get it into the front court. And Mountain Home breaks the press. Now the boos are getting louder once again on Bickford. He gets by his defender, throws it to Uchman on the left side. Down to Rob on the low block. He goes in for the reverse layup. Good!
Yeah, nice way to kind of pump fake and get Shrum flying by him right there. Was able to come under the reverse layup there.
Eight on the night for Rob, six in this quarter alone. 43-27, Mountain Home up. 1:44 left in the third. Ball goes to Hillegoss. He's going to pull up for the long three-pointer. No good. And the offensive rebound will be controlled by Bell. He will kick it out to Shrum, who goes in for the layup. Good.
That's one thing you're going to miss with Dewey off the floor is that rebounding right there. You're going to have to see Mountain Home really rebound on those missed shots.
15 on the night for Schrum. Here, oh man, McLean tried to get it to Uchman. Pasco is just out of his reach and out of bounds. That'll be Mountain Home's fifth turnover of the night. 1:24 left to play in the third quarter. Bombers up by 14.
Big stop right here for the Bombers. Don't need to let Harrison get any momentum going into the fourth quarter.
Schrum with it on the left side. Mountain Home in a 2-3 zone. Ball goes to Scribner. He drills to the low block. Pulls up for the fadeaway. Good.
Yes, he's a smooth player, isn't he?
Ryder Scribner with 7 on the night. Yeah, he is. Ball 43-31. Back to a 4-possession game. Ball goes over to Inskeep, who checked in a little bit ago. Inskeep will try to get by his two defenders. Throws over to Uchman. Now up top to Bickford. Man-to-man right now for Harrison. Bickford will dribble up to the top. He's going to drill to the free throw line, loses the handle of the ball, and Harrison comes up with the steal. Schrum quickly back the other way, and now he's going to be fouled as the ball was knocked away. Who are they going to give that foul to?
I think they're going to get maybe Coben Inskeep on that.
Yep, that is Inskeep's first personal foul, team foul number 3 against Mountain Home here in the second half. 38 seconds left to play in the third quarter. Inbound pass goes to Schrum. He's going to dribble quickly into the lane. Go in for the layup, off the glass and in. Blake Schrum with 17 on the night. Down to a 10-point game. 27 seconds left to play in the third quarter. And now Bickford's going to be fouled in the backcourt. 26.2 left. Shot clock is off. They're going to give that one to Maddox Bell. It's his second personal foul. Team foul number 4 against the Goblins. Ryder McLean checks out of the game as he is replaced by Braxton Carson. Inbound pass goes to Bickford. Harrison going with the zone press. Ball goes to Inskeep. He's met by a double team. Try to figure out where to go with it. Now gives it back to Bickford. Now to Uchman or to Rob. He's going into the lane. Going in for the return around. Layup good. Hagen Rob now in double figures with 10. 8 of those coming in the third quarter alone.
When did Hagen get this little spin move? It is fantastic to see. This guy slow playing it up the floor like there's not 8 seconds left. Look at here.
And Harrison's going to lose the ball with 1/10 of a second left. They're sixth turnover of the night. That Mount Home does not have enough time for catching and shoot, but that's okay because they're up by double digits as the third quarter will now come to an end.
Yeah, I mean, Harrison, their guards got the ball, just walking the ball to the floor with 8 seconds left. Hey, if you're Mountain Home, you'll take it.
So the third quarter comes to an end. We've got 8 minutes left to play in this one. After three, it is Mountain Home leading Harrison 45-33. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Are you building a new house, not sure where the property lines are? Strider Consulting can help. They're a civil engineering and land surveying firm located at 1029 Highway 201 North of Mountain Home. With over 23 years in the business, Strider Consulting has the experience and expertise to bring your project to life. Visit Strider.